This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Or are you selling?
Get back in there and watch it. Sell.
NFL buy or sell.
All right. We're going to buy something. We're going to sell something. Maybe buy a few things and sell a few things. Denton and I will take this on. I'm going to start with a purchase. I am purchasing all of Washington's running backs this week. No matter who's in there, they are going to run the football, and they're going to be 200-plus yards rushing against the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, I think, are third worst in rush defense. Last week, Atlanta had two backs nearly go for 100 yards. Tyler Algier went for 100-plus. Bijan Robinson almost went for 100-plus. They've been a poor, poor run-stopping team. Washington, you know, something that Dan Quinn said about his, you know, Tell the Truth Monday, about how he likes to have a certain number of attempts, a certain number of completions and a certain number of rushing attempts, and they didn't get to that number. I think it's 55 combined. They're going to run the football this week against Carolina. And by the way, if they can run the football, and it's the preferred way to move the football, or it's one of the ways, which it wasn't necessarily last week, do it, because it is more clock churning than sort of the explosive play offense when you're throwing the ball. Washington's backs: Eckler, Brian Robinson Jr., if he's back, McNichols. Just buy them all. Buy Washington's rushing attack to rush for 200-plus against the Panthers on Sunday. What are you buying, Denton?
I'm going to buy Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph is the backup quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. As much fun as Will Levis has been on this generational meme run that has been the first five games for the Titans, he is very clearly not the answer to whatever questions they have at quarterback. Not to suggest that Mason Rudolph is, but it's about time that you get Will Levis off of the field and play somebody else at quarterback. So I'm going to buy a little bit of stock in Mason Rudolph when they finally have the courage to pull the trigger.
Levis is bad.
He's bad, but hilarious, because the memes are top tier.
Well, whatever. That's fine for your generation. Just in watching Will Levis play last year, and by the way, not a big fan of him coming out of Kentucky to begin with. He just is a horrendous decision maker. I guess he could get coached out of that, but he seems very impulsive. Like, he seems not like a guy that you can legitimately, you can't give up on these guys in their second year. I get it. And he does have a big arm, and he's, you know, bigger dude. I just don't think he's very good. Tennessee, they're on Washington's schedule. That's not a good football team.
No, they're pretty
not
awful.
A good football team.
They're pretty awful.
All right. I am buying Dan Quinn to be the NFL coach of the year. Now, Kevin O'Connell is the favorite right now. Minnesota is 5-0, but they're in a brutal division. They have five division games left. They have other tough games on their schedule as well. I think Minnesota will end up losing five games, you know, even though they're 5-0. And I think it's going to be more impressive what Quinn took over last year, which was a 4-13 team, and turn it into a 10 or 11 win division winner. He's the second odds-on choice right now. He's like plus 300. Kevin O'Connell's like plus 150. So it's not like a major buy right now, like out on a limb buy. Dan Quinn, NFL Coach of the Year. I'm buying that right now, and I can get plus 300, Denton. So I might actually fire in on that. By the way, there's no one else in the running.
No.
Am I right?
I mean, maybe Kevin O'Connell.
No, I said Kevin O'Connell's the favorite. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's those two. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody else. Am I missing somebody that would be close? Dan Campbell, didn't he already win it?
Yeah, Dan Campbell already won it. I would say if Malik Willis played more games, you could make an argument for LaFleur in Green Bay. But because he only played two, like, I don't know if that justifies. Although he has looked really good, Matt LaFleur as a head
Here's
coach.
Here's one. Raheem Morris. If Atlanta continues to play the way they've played here over the last three games, and they have been unstoppable offensively, their defense isn't good. But if they go on to win 10 games in the division, Raheem Morris will be in the conversation. By the way, you could say the same about Jim Harbaugh, couldn't you? If they end up, you know, being a playoff team, winning 10 games, pushing Kansas City maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking of other coaches that took over situations. Look, Minnesota was loaded talent-wise, and then they added to it defensively, but still they were not a playoff team last year. They would have been, but they lost their quarterback, approaching midseason. Those would be, I think you could look at, but let me just tell you something too. Raheem Morris, he's a dude. People love him, and I totally see why.
Yeah.
After that, I watched him in that, you know, on NFL Network after that Sunday night, after the Thursday night win over Tampa Bay in overtime, that 36-30 game. And the NFL Network runs, you know, the press conferences live. I like Raheem Morris. I love Todd Bowles, too, by the way, because both of those press conferences I watched that night. But I really like Raheem Morris. He was here. He was part of that staff. With all of those future head coaches.
Nope. Add them to the graphic. But that's the direction of my second and final buy here. I'm going to buy Atlanta as a legitimate top-tier team in the NFC. There's a lot of questions coming in. We've kind of figured they would win the NFC South, but the way that
they were
played,
favored, but it was close with Tampa.
Right, it was very close. And I think their over-under for wins was, I think it was like 9.5. So there were expectations to be good, but I think they're going to graduate into a legitimate top-tier team. In the conference, the way Kirk is playing and the way that I think he's going to progress as he gets more comfortable, because he's fresh off an Achilles tear. He's played six games. They're looking really good right now. So I'm going to buy Atlanta as a legitimate contender in the NFC.
So there, that leads me into just a team that I do want to buy in the NFC. I want to buy the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North. I think I predicted them to win the NFC North. Who cares? But I just think that defensively, Minnesota is the best team in that division defensively, but the best combined offensive and defensive team, the most complete team, I think, are the Packers. Now, the Lions, I think, are the most explosive team. And look, in 2024, offense typically prevails, you know, over defense. But I really like what the Packers are doing. I think they're exceptionally well coached. They're very good defense. This is a great test at Lambeau Sunday against Houston. They're going to just be involved in some really big games. But I am buying the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North. And that's tough because I think Detroit and Minnesota are really good teams. But I'm going to, you know, go out on a limb here and be able to buy them as the third place 4-2 team right now.
All right, can I start to sell?
Yes.
I kind of warned you about this. I'm selling the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tomlin's doing the thing. Russ might be quarterback. I generally just, outside of the first couple of weeks, defensively, very, very strong. Offensively, very, very not. I don't believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tomlin might still get his above 500 record, But as far as them being a legitimate team in the AFC, not buying it. I think this is more of a pump fake than anything. So I'm selling the Pittsburgh Steelers and their 4-2 start.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I hate going against Tomlin because just they'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to get to 9-8 and be in the hunt, right? And it looks like we'll get Russell Wilson this week. All right, I am selling not because I dislike it, because I actually have gotten used to it, but I am selling the 2024 new kickoff rules for 2025, and I'll tell you why. So there are a couple of things that have come out of the league meeting. Number one was that, the senior vice president who, played for the Eagles, played
Troy
here.
Troy Vincent,
thank you. Troy Vincent said about the idea of moving the touchback out to the 35-yard line. He said that's a non-starter right now. Teams do not want that. And you know what? Good for them. Why in this day and age are you going to give a team the ball at the 35-yard line if you kick a touchback? Because with the kickers kicking the way they are now, field goals, you're basically two first downs away from field goal range. That's absurd. So you can't give teams the ball at the 35-yard line. And so he said that was a non-starter as it related to the new kickoff rule. I should have prefaced this with, the new kickoff rule is not generating the number of returns that they thought it would. They were expecting 50 to 60% of kickoffs that they would be returnable. It's more like in the 20s, which is still higher than last year, but nowhere near where they thought it would be. Washington, I think, leads the league or is second in the league in not kicking the ball into the end zone, kicking to cover. We've seen that, right? We've seen every week, you know, Seibert's kicking that ball into the landing zone. He's doing a good job of angling it, and they're doing a pretty good job covering kicks. So their preference, Larry Izzo and Dan Quinn, have said, actually, we like this rule. We love the coverage unit that we have with Jeremy Reeves and Nick Ballore, et cetera. We're going to let you return them. And they haven't been burned by it. DJ Dallas had that big return against them on the opening kickoff when they played Arizona. He fumbled. Arizona recovered. I don't have an issue with it. I've gotten used to it. Whatever. I think you're going to go back to the previous rule, and we're going to see the kickoffs back next year to what they were pre this year. For the reason that I said, teams are dead set against the 35-yard line, which means that teams are going to continue to kick more than they thought for touchbacks. And number two is this. Troy Vincent also said they need to explore the onside kick rules. They don't like the way you... it is right now, where you have to announce the onside kick. Okay, well, the only way you can go back to not having to announce the onside kick is to have everybody lined up in the same positions they used to be lined up in. You can't have the kicker back at the 35-yard line, 30-yard line, you know, kicking the ball 10 yards to himself, you know, on a surprise onside kick. Like, I think this is a one-year deal, and we'll be back to the old kickoff rules next year. So I'm selling the new kickoff rules. And again, it's not because I'm, you know, I hate change or I don't like the look of it. It's not that at all. It's that it's not working the way they thought, and for it to work the way they want it to work, you'd have to penalize teams for kicking touchbacks by 5 more yards, and teams are dead set against that, which they should be, and they want onside kicks not to be announced anymore. So to me, that's a telltale that they're going back to the old kickoff next year. They're not going to do it this year. They'll sit it out, and they'll have a full year worth of results. And apparently, by the way, also on the kickoff rule, the injury stuff has been positive. Well, in part because we're not seeing the number of returns that we thought we'd see. You know, you don't get injured typically on a non-return, on a kick that goes out of the end zone. All right. Did you have anything else you wanted to sell?
One final thing. Might have done this last week. I'm just going to double down on my hatred of this team because I thought they were fraudulent from the jump. I'm selling the Seahawks. They've lost 3 in a row. I look at the next 3 games. They got the Falcons, the Bills, and the Rams. They might lose the next 3. That was the biggest head fake in all of the NFL when they started 3-0 because they played nobody. That's a bad team. They're going to finish last in that division. I'm selling the Seahawks.
I don't think they're going to finish last in the division. I think the Rams or the Cardinals, probably the Cardinals will. I think Seattle's a really interesting team for the reasons you just discussed. They beat the Broncos, Patriots, and Dolphins to start the year, the Dolphins without Tua. And they've lost three straight games to the Lions, Giants, and 49ers. But the truth is, in those three games, they were in, you know, the game against Detroit. They were in the game against the 49ers, even though they lost those games by double digits. I actually like their team more than I thought I would before the season started. That's interesting. You and I, they've had a lot of injuries. That's been part of their issue. They've been an injured team, and I can't tell you if they're about to get healthier. I like Geno Smith. I like their playmakers on offense. They've got good players. They've got good players on offense.
I think they got really good players, but something is not working. I'm not the biggest Geno guy in the world. And by the way, this is not like they should put Sam Howell in. I don't think Sam Howell's all that good either.
Go ahead, say it. You want Sam Howell?
I do not want Sam Howell because I don't need those phone calls. I got to screen them. You don't even get all of them sometimes.
I don't mind those calls.
I do.
Is Taylor Heinicke on a roster?
I think he's in Los Angeles.
Oh,
remember,
the Rams.
The Chargers.
He was going to start.
Justin Herbert.
Right.
Ada Sensu being in came back. I'd like Seattle's offense. The thing is, like, they're not massively injured right now. So, like, I don't know what is the deal with them other than things
they
just
were
aren't clicking.
A couple of weeks ago.
Defensively, they have some injuries, but they're big time offensive players. Kenneth Walker, DK, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Tyler Lockett, Noah Fant. Like, those guys have all been pretty healthy this year, and they just. They can't put up a ton of points against good defenses.
I mean, Walker III missed a few games. He's legit upper tier running back.
He's really good, really, really good. But I don't love him that much.
Mike McDonald obviously was the hire. Some people, you know, think that he turned Washington down and they settled for Dan Quinn after seven people turned him down. Not true. But that team, like, they've got a legitimate corner in Witherspoon. The big corner, what's his face? You know, the big 6'3" corner. Help me there. Number 27 for Seattle.
For Seattle, hold on, I just had
the big dude.
Rayshon Jenkins?
No.
No, Trey Brown.
No. Whatever. I'll find it here in a second. They've got talent on defense. Woolen. Tariq Woolen.
Oh, Tariq Woolen.
Yeah, the dude's a freak. He's a physical freak. They have some players, but he's been hurt, right? He's been one of those guys that's actually missing games, I think, this year.
Yeah, he's questionable this week.
All right. Lot of follow-up to our earlier conversation about Jaden Daniels. We'll get to some of that. I think we'll get to Jarrett Bell on another day. He had a short window in a short amount of time, so we'll do him another time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.